What's up, people? Folks? This is There's the Dog, episode 10 or 11, I don't fucking know. But probably episode 10, because we haven't done a fucking podcast in forever, and we're sorry. Deeply and truly. So, this episode is brought to you by New View Pharma in Pueblo, Colorado. Also, RM Extracts, which they have most recently, I'm kind of questioning whether or not they have social media presence anymore, because we're not able to tag them in any of our stuff.
Did they bail and all that jazz?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just doing the New View brand as the, you know,
kind right.
of taking place as the social media, you know, aspect of RM Extracts. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Brandon Kelly's been doing a shit ton of work in the growing aspect of New View. He is, I don't even know what his official title is, but we need to get him on the show, man. That's the guy we met on the dab bus.
Who grows?
Yes.
He's the head grower.
He's the head grower at New View.
Yeah. I can think of a title for him.
He's head grower.
There you go.
There's like an official title that he told us on the dab bus that really? I can't remember. Yeah.
No, nothing Chief from that dab bus dab. Came out of that dab bus.
I remembered that.
But yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Okay.
He's the head grower, regardless. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Oh, you ain't gotta apologize, man.
No. But we need to, we were talking about his, Brandon Kelly. He's got that freaking, some type of camera, man.
Camera?
He takes his pictures of his plants, and they're like super, like almost a microscopic camera.
Tell you what, I bought half an ounce of good old-fashioned Sumo Grande the other day.
Oh, good old-fashioned Sumo Grande. That's probably top five strains at New View.
You think?
From my opinion. Oh, yeah, 100%.
What would be your top three?
It's Laser Beam.
That's your one?
No, I can't rank them.
Okay.
But I can definitely say for sure, Slazer Beam is in the top three. Jackanesia.
Okay. Yeah. Jackanesia. Are we talking strictly flower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you were talking flower, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
I believe.
So concentrates is a totally different game there.
It definitely is. It really is.
Yeah, because, I mean, the flavors, the terpenes and stuff like that, and concentrates.
Case in point is your Slazer Beam, right?
Oh, yeah. Slazer Beam 100% is top three for concentrates.
But I'm a big fan of flower, not a big fan of the concentrate.
For
it's
Slazer
weird.
Beam?
Yeah, it's really strange. I don't
know
why.
See, I'm opposite. I'm more of a fan of the concentrate for Slazer Beam than I am of flower.
I just recently surpassed Slazer Beam as my top. Flower from there. Sumo Grounded. Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah, big shouts out to Joel over at New View for sure, too. We need to have him on the show soon. I know we've been, like, conflicting schedules, and I've been working, like, 7 days a week, but now that we have weekends and he has weekends, we'll make something work, man. Because he's a cool dude, and like, I think it'd be dope to chill with him and maybe throw a few dabs down and
for sure.
talk some... You know, maybe merch business at New View.
There you go.
Because we got a new logo, too. I don't know if we've announced that at the to the podcast listeners.
Make sure you check your shirts, though. They gave me a large female shirt. The shoulders are pointy.
Who? Oh, New View?
Me, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about our shirts.
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure that...
If you get a free t-shirt from somewhere, make sure it's a dude shirt if you're, in, you know, trying to wear a dude shirt.
You're looking like a crop... You got like
dude,
a
I'm sitting there
top.
In the mirror and I'm like...
Why does this shirt look so weird?
Yeah, I'm like, why? Why? What is happening right now? The shoulders are pointy.
Yeah, looking like somebody like a 70s little kid that's about to go... To gym class, you know, like they all the freaking standardized PE uniforms were like way too small, and everybody was super skinny and lanky. So the t-shirt sleeves like were pointed out at the ends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nowadays, fashion is all the sleeves are stuck to you, no matter how skinny you are, man. That's a thing now. They didn't make t-shirts like that back in the day, man.
They've evolved the t-shirt game.
The t-shirt game has evolved.
Mm-hmm. Double stitchings. There you go. case in point. Oh, shit,
vintage. Ooh. We're throwing some vintage knowledge up in this hizzy.
Mm-hmm. All of my vintage knowledge comes from you, that one day we went to that haunted vintage place.
Oh, when the shoe fell off the fucking rack.
Both fucking shoes fell off the rack,
dude, bro. Twice.
I know.
Like, they fell off, and we, like, was it you or me that put them back the first time?
Want me to tell my side of the story?
Yeah.
So, I don't even remember what this place is called.
The Leech Pit.
For real?
Yeah, the Leech Pit. It's in downtown Colorado Springs.
It's a cool place.
It is dope. And yeah. The guy in there is funny. He's quirky.
We talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah. He was selling records. Shit ton about music, yeah. No, mm-hmm. Not very much about the clothes.
He could care less.
Yeah, I think he's mostly there. He stands in front of the record.
You know. It's his store, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
He owns it? Okay.
Wait, maybe not.
I didn't know he owned it. I know he's like, you know, that's like his second home.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like if you work at a place like that, you have to be that much into that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's not like It's not like a regular retail store where you can just like, oh, it's a fucking job.
I'm sure. Shit. Yeah. It's kind of got to be a thing.
Yeah. It's definitely a place where you kind of have to have, not necessarily like a pawn shop, but kind of like a pawn shop. You know what I mean? You kind of have
sort
to
of
know.
Knowledge on it, you know? Yeah.
Like Pawn Stars. Like
sure.
Show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this fucking thing is from 1970 something and Bill Bob Bennington.
Wow. Three B's.
Dude, he was a superhero.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, the alliterations in the names make you a superhero automatically.
Bob. What was his last name?
Bob Bennington.
Bennington.
Yeah, and he was a milk farmer.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a very good one.
No.
Because he got into the vintage clothes game. So.
Well, to him, weren't they just like new clothes?
Well, I mean, he was ahead of the curve. So he knew that they were going to be vintage. So he collected.
He was selling vintage new clothes before they were vintage.
Yeah, really.
So it was before it was cool.
Revolutionary shit here. Yeah,
I'm into it.
I think we should start something like that. Just start buying clothes that are really not in fashion right now.
No, they are in fashion right now, but selling them as vintage because they will be someday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. There's logic in that.
Okay.
No, I was... Yeah. God damn it.
That's what I thought Billy Bob was doing, because he was a shit dairy farmer.
Yeah.
You want to know what some of my favorite videos are online now recently?
What? Wait, I thought you were telling your side of the story for the...
Okay, yeah, my fault.
The shoe shit.
It might have been your fault, though, for...
Yeah, it's definitely my fault.
But whatever.
Because I don't... We've established that I don't recognize enough when I make mistakes.
We literally didn't even finish the... I can't think of it. Oh, our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I guess we kind of
Nuvu Pharma in Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah. And
RM Extracts. Life is good.
One thing we definitely need to talk about with Joel, and maybe if he's listening to the podcast, we can maybe throw it in his, you know, mm-hmm. in his ear.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a new shirt, TBH, on the down low.
Oh, yeah. They're cheesy because they have new shirts.
But I just don't want to ask
Nuvu for Nuvu does have new shirts.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're dope, too. But anyway, talking to Joel about if somebody mentions the podcast, they get some sort of goodie or discount or an extra 5 points on their Nuvu points.
That'd be cool to do that. I like going when it's double. Ooh, triple sometimes.
Too. Yeah, double was a couple, like last, no, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
But yeah, anyway. They do a ton of awesome deals and they're probably one of the better.
Well, there's a reason why we go there.
Yeah, they're the best quality marijuana.
We really have shopped around.
Yeah.
100%. Like on our way on what's that road, 25 South?
Yeah. No, I 25.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Through Colorado Maggie Springs Farms, into Pueblo, we pass two dispensaries.
Yeah. Strawberry Fields, those two. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Nuvu by far has the best stuff. And they have the best, like, bud tenders, and they have the coolest, like, setup, and they have the best deals. It's, I mean, bar none.
Nuvu Pharma. Anyway. So what was that place called? Little
Leech Pit.
Little Livin'. I don't know why I wanted to say Little Livin'.
Little Livin'. Yeah. Sounds like a good song, though.
Really?
I'm little livin' and little love. Little livin'.
Little livin' love.
That's, I mean, sounds like something Garth Brooks would write.
Oh, sure.
Anyway,
Leech Pit. When I say Little Livin', I think of Little House on the Prairie. Anyway, who cares? I don't even really like that show.
I've never seen a full episode.
TV. Never, yeah.
Nope. Never seen a full episode.
No, I've probably, you know.
Probably seen, like, commercials on the CW.
What was that girl's name?
Don't know.
I fucking remember. It just popped into my head. Laura Ingalls Wilder. Anyway, so, Little Livin', we're at that place called Leechville.
Leech Pit.
And I have, I found some pretty dope records at this point. We've looked through the shirts. This guy's got all 90s shit. So I've looked through the shirts. We had a good time doing that. But I found some dope records.
Cool trench coat. Remember the big ass trench coat?
I didn't buy it, though.
Vin Diesel trench coat.
Yeah, I didn't buy it, though.
It definitely looked like a triple X trench coat.
Yeah. So I had like four records in my arm.
Yeah.
Right. And we walk around, and this guy's got a shoe rack. And it's full of fucking shoes.
And it's like the shoe rack that's double-sided. It's like the sale shoe rack that they put in the center of like a shoe store.
Yes.
That would be on clearance.
Word. Exactly.
Yeah. Visualization.
Dude, dope. That was a dope fucking... I saw it in my head.
Reference.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, we walk around and I'm following you.
Yeah.
Right? You're ahead of me. We walk around the shoes. We see these dope-ass Vans. We're like, cool, they're old school. But whatever, not going to buy new shoes. The dog is so mad.
Oh, yeah. It's my new puppy, Greedy.
Yeah. And so we just moved past him. And I see, I don't remember if that's what happened first. Yeah, I think that's what happened first, is I just moved past him.
Yeah.
And they fall down.
Because we're looking at the hats on the wall.
Yeah. And in my head, I tell myself, well, okay, there's no way I did that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one behind me. And I go, but for sure it looks like... Because
I was on the other side of the shoe rack.
Right.
At that time.
So old military me goes, perception is reality. If someone sees that, they go, for sure that asshole knocked those off the rack. And, you know, obviously I have to pick them up. So I picked them up, right? Even though I knew for sure I didn't do it. And I didn't even know who... There was no way anybody else could have. What the fuck, right?
And so I saw, like, in my head, at the same time, on the other side of the rack, saw the shoes fall. Right. You knocked him down and picked him back up.
I didn't touch him at all, I promise.
That's what I'm saying. And this is where the story gets better, because I come around to the other side of the fucking shoe rack where you are, because you're like pointing out the fucking dope fucking trucker hats and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. And there's a mirror, so we're fucking putting hats on and shit. Well, I come around to the other side, and I'm putting a hat on, and then fucking two shoes just hit me in the back of the fucking calves. And I look over at you, and I'm like, did those shoes just fall off again? And you're like, and you turn around, and you're like, not fucking dealing with it.
No.
And I was like, holy shit. And I put the fucking shoes back up, and I put them back up on the shelf, and they fucking fell again. Like, maybe it was just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I didn't put them all the way correctly on the fucking rack, but they're fucking you know, it's not like they weren't high heel shoes.
It's not rocket science.
They were shoes.
You know, you've done it before.
Yeah, it was really weird. I feel like that place is haunted.
So when I heard them hit the ground again,
yeah.
And I turned and looked, and they were laying there fucking perfectly. Not like knocked over, fallen, dude. Like fucking just like plopped there. And you're like, did you see that? And I'm like, in my head, I go, we're being fucked with.
We need to bail.
But I didn't know if like, in my head, I'm like, fucking cameras are watching us. We're being fucked with because this is too off the wall. We need to not be idiots on the internet.
We're on a reality show.
Yeah, let's not look like idiots on the internet. Yeah. Let's fucking go. Like, so we bailed. And we stole those records. It was awesome.
Yeah, no. They're all warped. None of them played.
That guy was laughing at us in the way.
No, definitely go to that place, though. It was fucking cool. But another fucking scary story, dude. It just reminded me of it. The whole ghost thing. I don't think we told the fucking Cave of the Wind story before.
Should we wait for Edward?
I think we should, because we're going to do that podcast. Yeah. We're going to do that podcast at your place. Because we got your buddies coming into town this week, right?
Friday.
Yeah. Like Paul and Zach.
And Zach.
And Zach, Zach wants to try Colorado edibles, because I mean, is that a thing in Iowa? Do they make edibles?
Hell no. No. Just like, it'll be your own.
Take what you can get, man.
Right. It'll be a homie if you know decides he thinks he can make edibles, you know?
We were talking about that earlier, man. How bougie we are in Colorado.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's like, it's so nonchalant now. Like, not even cops worry about it anymore. It's like, if you have it in your car, as long as it's in a paper bag and it's in the, you know, container that you bought it from the dispensary.
Yeah. You're not going to fucking ask questions as long as that shit's stapled with the receipt on it.
Yeah.
And I've wondered about that receipt if it has a date on it.
But, I mean, obviously, you know? If you're rolling around with a freaking, you know, open bong with a fucking bowl loaded and it's just sitting in your passenger seat.
Yeah, definitely don't get pulled over.
Yeah, I mean, don't be an idiot.
I'm not condoning driving.
No. Oh. I mean, because you'll legit get a fucking... They have that shit over the overpass now. That fucking, the electronic sign says that how much DUI costs now for puffing and driving or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like something that a lot of kids.
How much is it up to? It's like the lottery.
13,000 or something.
No shit.
13,500.
I'll start worrying about it when it's up to like 15.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Oh, shit. But anyway. Oh, we were talking about 235, UFC 235.
Oh, we can start.
I mean, kind of.
It is a legit huge card,
dude. I'm like, I haven't been excited about a card outside of McGregor in a long time.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of hard to get excited for McGregor nowadays, though. To be honest, which is fine. I think he needed to calm down.
He does.
I think the dust definitely needed to settle.
All the lightweights want to fucking like.
Yeah.
Who is it? Somebody. Tweeted out, oh, it was Dustin Poirier and Ally Quinta said that they want to be dropped.
Raging Al. Yeah. Dropped.
Yeah, they said, Dustin Poirier tweeted out, just drop me or something like that. I wish these guys would just drop me. And then okay. Poirier said, Ally Quinta said, you know, drop me too. And they both tweeted it out like minutes after each other or minutes within each other. And it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? As soon as Conor comes back, whoever loses that fight, they all have money fights.
Whoever loses, what do you mean?
Like, Khabib's not going anywhere if that's the rematch right now that's set up after him and Cerrone.
Right.
Because, I mean, Cerrone, I don't know. This is a whole lot of what ifs right now.
For sure.
But I think that's Conor's next fight for sure.
Is it Donald?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it be?
Khabib.
Yeah, it's the interim title. I think it'll be the lightweight interim.
Oh, because
Khabib's still...
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think that that's the best money fight. I think Ferguson's getting screwed, but I don't think he's...
Ferguson Holloway. There you go. For sure. Too easy.
And I think Poirier, Ally Quinta.
Fuck yeah, sure.
And I think Kevin Lee and freaking... GSP's retiring. Never mind. But I think that would be a cool fight.
Freddie Roach said, like, legit said, like, they're fighting for the Irishman. They like, the only fight he wants is Conor.
George. GSP?
Yeah.
I thought it was he only wanted Khabib.
His plans could have changed, but you don't tell your head boxing coach that you want to fight
one
Khabib.
Person.
Yeah, especially a difference between Khabib and Conor as far as striking goes. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Oh, yeah. And you gotta understand how much more money GSP would get fighting Conor than he would have internationally.
Totally, yeah.
Because that's two. I mean, shit. That's two goats right there. No matter how much they're guaranteed to beat each other up.
That's a good fight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%. GSP's not gonna go in there and try to fucking ground and pound Conor because Conor knows that the same as GSP, they're both fucking counter fighters.
Right.
They're both in and out. They're both level, you know.
It's the karate.
What is that? What is that? It's not Jeet Kune Do because that's fucking kung fu. It's Bruce Lee. But what's the type of karate that GSP does?
Karate. He does KKK karate, I think. It's one of those.
Kyokushin.
Huh?
Kyokushin.
Say that. Spell it.
K-Y... Ooh.
Kyokushin.
Idiot. I'm a fucking...
Sound it out. GPS. Kyokushin. Dude, I'm dyslexic as fuck.
GPS. Go GPS.
Come on.
Global GPS. Let's go GPS.
There you go.
Fucking A. Dude, I like his Roots of Fighting fight stuff. The...
George?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting apparel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's dope. Boss Rutten's. That's Boss Rutten's company.
Roots of Fight?
Yeah.
Is it? For sure.
I'm pretty sure. either that or he's that. Like a main, like he's a huge investor in it, I think.
Possibly. I just don't know. I have no fucking clue.
Because he was definitely one of the first lines of clothing.
He is. I thought you said lion. He was, and I was going to completely agree with you. Yeah.
Mm. Take a fucking fist palm to the face. Break your orbital bone and crush your skull with just...
This is very violent. Yeah. I didn't know it was going this far. But keep going.
Continue. No, I don't want to hurt you, man.
No, you didn't. I'm just saying. I anyway. Mentally prepared.
Who else is on this card?
Dude, bro, it's a huge card. Let me tell you.
Oh, look.
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
But there's literally...
Let me tell you he's on this fantastic, tremendous, most tremendous,
four huge fantastic fights. Card. I don't really care about that woman strawweight fight, TBH.
I don't know. Tish Torres is from Colorado. I want Tish Torres. Okay. Man.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know those two individuals. I know Ben Askren, I know Robbie Lawler, I know Tyron Woodley. Fucking Usman, too fucking easy, bro. Marty. This is going to be a good... I mean, Jones is going to, for sure, I really do believe... Anthony Smith believes he shouldn't be in there.
You could tell at the press conference for sure. Dude.
And
dude, he John was talking Jones himself is the greatest out of
all
it,
time. Yeah, he's not gonna lose. John Jones isn't gonna lose again, bro. He's simply not gonna lose it for a very long time unless DC knocks him out. You know what I'm saying?
But DC don't want to fight him. He wants to fight Brock.
Well, he's got two fights left on his contract.
He's not gonna fight. He's gonna fight.
He really? Yeah, you don't know.
Stipe.
No.
And no? You don't think
Stipe's going to give it to him? No. No, there's no money. I don't think the money fight's in Stipe. The money fight's in John Jones. I think they're going to fight again.
So I think Brock should be totally out of the fucking question. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a stupid... I think he is dwindling his legacy by fucking trying to fight Brock Lesnar as one of his last fights.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you don't interesting. Think so? Well, I mean, I just...
Brock Lesnar's...
No, I agree. I literally agree 100%. I do.
If DC wants to solidify himself as one of the GOATs, he has to fight Jones, and he has to fight Stipe again.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Cool. I mean, yeah. It's weird that Stipe's not even in the talk. This is what I'm trying to say.
Think how many times he defended his fucking title.
It's weird. Yeah, I know.
It's stupid. And I think that he should definitely, like, and I think his comebacks, Stipe's comebacks to DC is like, oh, yeah, the reason I wasn't able to fight is because I was fucking fighting fires, you stupid piece of shit.
Was.
Like, while you were teaching kids how to fucking do sync, like.
Well, I mean, are we assuming, well, no, we're talking DC, huh?
Yeah.
So does DC. Where do they fight at?
Him and Stipe? Him and Jones? Fucking Madison.
What weight?
Heavy.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If DC's going to ever fight Jones, it's going to be a heavy. And Jones keeps talking about his heavyweight days are inevitable. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as... I think DC. as soon as Jones beats Smith, because he's gone... Who else is he going to fight?
Jones? Oh, in light?
In light heavyweight. Nobody.
I mean, I'm not familiar, honestly. I mean, I know Gustafson. I know, fuck, there's a lot of beasts. I know
as
that.
Far as people that are, if you're following the UFC story of John Jones right now and you were a huge UFC fan, who's left? Nobody. He needs to go to heavyweight. And he needs to try. If he is John Jones, the greatest of all time,
mm-hmm.
He's got to jump weight classes and do what Conor did, but better. Just run through
it. Well, he needs to do what DC did.
Yeah, and he needs to do what Askren's talking about doing. Just running through. He fucking hates
Dude, you
everybody.
Talk about that?
That's why, I really want Ben Askren to just turn into exactly what he's talking about. He's going to, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like, it sucks.
He can't fight Woodley.
Huh?
He won't fight Woodley.
No, that's what sucks. He will, sure, whatever. Well, it's his boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's his fucking homie from college.
Yeah.
And what sucks is Ben Askren's so good, and I want him to do what he wants to do so bad, but Robbie Lawler's so good too, and the fight game is such a fickle bitch. It is. You never know. You never know. Even though all signs point to Ben Askren.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I just really hope that it's a good fight.
Regardless. I hope he shows out, you know.
You know what I mean? I really want... Even the freaking prelim card is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Diego Sanchez is fighting.
Mickey Gall, yeah.
Jeremy Stevens is fighting.
Mm-hmm. Alejandro Perez. Johnny Walker got his own human and decided to fight.
Fighting, yeah, debut.
I'm glad you got that, man. Yeah. That's why we're homies.
I really hope Cody Garbrandt gets his ass knocked out again because he blocked us on Instagram.
Do you think he's done if he loses?
Oh yeah. I think he's gonna go and
try. He might have a nice Bellator career.
Yeah.
Or
one championship.
One FC. Yeah.
The biggest name in MMA.
You're good. You're good with impressions. Thanks. Let's get off this MMA shit. All right. I'm scared.
Fucking MMA podcast. I don't fucking talk about this shit anymore.
Because this is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, dude, I feel so bad for Cain Velasquez. But I mean, can I continue to feel bad for these fucking UFC fighters that have had 10-year careers in the UFC, 10, 12-year careers in the UFC, and try to still say that they're, you know, relevant in the rankings? Because they're not. Fucking Chuck Liddell, really, motherfucker? And Tito, you're done. Not that Cain's, like, that old, because he's the same age as, what?
He took over 1,000 days off.
True.
That's ridiculous.
That's a big amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
How many years is that?
I think it's like 4. 3. Fuck math, dude. Fuck you for trying to make me do math. How dare you? I'm in a weird mindset.
But he's the same age as Tyrone Woodley.
Who? What?
Yeah, Cain Velasquez and Tyrone Woodley are the same age.
Wow.
As far as, I don't know, you can fact check me on that.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna fact check myself on that.
Who cares, bro?
Tyrone.
That's not his name. First of all, get his first name right if you're gonna try to get his age right.
Tyrone?
Tyron.
Tyron? Fucking A, whatever. Whatever. Tyrone, whatever. How the fuck old are you? He is 36 years old. Cain Velasquez.
I don't believe this. We'll find out, though. Cain Velay. This is why we need Jer-Bear.
36 years old.
Wow.
Dude, Cain Velasquez looks like an old fucking man compared to Tyron.
Yeah, for real.
Tyron.
Tyron.
That's a don't son of Tyron. The Nile of the non-hostages. Tyron. Fucking little bit of history for ya.
Nile of the what?
Nile of Nine Hostages.
Nine?
Where my last name comes from. O'Neill. Descendant of Nile.
What's Nile?
God damn it, I fucking sound like a nerd.
Like denial?
Mm.
Did you know denial is not just the river in Egypt?
Oh, what else is it?
Well, fuck, I don't know. I thought it was a
joke.
No? Yeah, that's the end of the joke. No one's supposed to ask a question afterwards.
Well, what?
I like these flags. We got TBH.
Dude, I cannot wait till we get some couches so that we can freaking start filming.
Yeah. Because
we definitely have some badass ideas to do some skits and stuff, like characters all planned out and pranks that we want to do and, you know, just to make some more content and just, I don't know, have more fun, you know, with the podcast.
Right.
Overall, not just doing the same shit over and over again.
Right. What's huge, too, is when the weather starts to get nice.
Oh, fuck yeah. And there's so much to do here, man. Like, we can go, you know, hang out in the freaking woods and make funny-ass videos of, I don't know. I'm just sounding like an idiot right now trying to come up with shit off the top of my head. But I think it'd be beneficial.
I want to start farming honey. Raising bees. Yeah.
Wait.
What do they call that?
Did you say that beads?
Huh?
Did you say you want to raise beads?
No. You're putting too many letters in the word. Just the first three.
Honey beads?
Oh, honey beads?
Yeah, like you those, said you like wanted to bracelets. Be a honeybee farmer.
I want to harvest honey out of bees. Beads. Violently.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh, wow.
I know. Violently. Yep. No smoke. You know, because that's how they keep the bees, like, calm.
Oh, calm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no smoke. No fucking smoke. How do they extract?
It's called extreme beekeeping.
EBK?
EB fucking K, dog. I just thought of that. Platinum edition.
Dude. Oh, shit.
Don't even get me started. No, that's what I'm saying. Don't even get me started.
I mean, is there another tier? Like, is platinum the lowest tier of beekeeping?
No, definitely not. There's way things lower than platinum.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, you would know.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah, so wouldn't I? What the? I mean,
what?
I don't want to go straight to platinum because if this sounds interesting. It's something that I would be interested in.
It's fun. Yeah. Do you like honey?
Extreme beekeeping and. I do consume a lot of smoke as it is.
Smoke?
So, yeah, you said your extreme beekeeping is beekeeping without the smoke.
Yep.
Are you forgetting your own?
No. I was just wondering what you were. I'm tracking now. I get this. I was just wondering if you were on, Tim. It's all good.
Yeah, but how many more tiers of beekeeping can it's I like go a, lower than platinum?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a cow.
He could have fooled.
Could have fooled
me.
You.
I get fooled though, because I'm one of those dudes who you know how there's two different people in the world.
Fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame.
Fool me, can't get fooled again. Anyway.
You're pretty good at that. So the early worm
gets the bird.
Right. There's that kind of person, and then there's me. The second mouse gets the cheese.
What happened to the first mouse?
Fucking died.
From what? Starvation?
The mouse trap. Oh. Yeah. Second mouse, dog. It's all about that second mouse. I'm going to watch you fuck up, and then I'm going to do it better. I'm going to get that cheese.
What kind of cheese is it?
Fucking Velveeta.
Ew.
God. No, I was joshing when I said Velveeta. Brie. Brie's a good cheese.
Just go classic, bro. Cheddar.
Are you kidding me?
Nice fucking sharp cheddar.
Some American?
Some Wisconsin sharp cheddar.
Sharp is good. I like
that. Dude, I like sharp. Mm-hmm. Dude, sharp cheddar cheese on anything.
Hey,
dude,
honestly, though.
Shit on my cereal.
Your Italian friend.
Joey B.
He's just sending us some cheese and wine.
He lives in France. I guess that's a good reason to send us, but
he's American. He just owns it.
We should be sending him shit, man.
Why?
He misses fucking American stuff. American that's why
weed?
He made an American restaurant.
American weed?
I don't know if he misses that.
You think he smokes weed?
No, he's got baby.
What?
He's got baby girl now.
So?
I don't know. I don't feel like when you're raising an infant, you can and also running a restaurant, you can have an illegal substance in France. I think that's smart. For him. Me, on the other hand, I use it for medical reasons. I don't think he does.
No. That's sad.
But I think if he were to come back out to visit, it could be a potential thing because it is legal here and he would be by himself and he would be with the boys. So, but anyway, I wouldn't want
to
send
him. You're acting like he has to take a piss test at his own restaurant.
Oh, dude, I didn't even think about it that way. He is his own boss. But I don't know how France runs shit, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I was going along with it, yeah. I don't know either. I don't.
Like, they can show up in, like, it could be know, like, what color are the French coats?
I mean, I know, I'll tell you, it's not like China.
Yeah, China, they'll fuck you up.
Mm.
They'll just cut your hand off for smoking a joint. Doesn't even have to be a joint. You can just have rolled up basil and they'll still chop your hand off.
Dude, that sounds fucking horrible. Don't try to smoke that.
I'm sorry.
Don't try to smoke that basil.
Don't smoke that basil. No.
It's not racist, by the way. It's not racist. I'm pretty convinced it's fucking not racist. You're trying to be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I do it too. And Alec has zero control over it.
I need to quit apologizing for just being funny.
Well, I mean, definitely try not to do it because it is fucked up. But, like, dude, Alec has no control over that shit. It is the funniest fucking thing. We had a Korean dude who worked the gate on, like, a separate shift. He'd roll up every time we'd roll up. Oh, Haro, his dude's name is Chin. Right.
Like, yeah.
Literally was.
Jesus. You're saying yourself.
Haro. And he'd go, I'm real sorry, man. I don't know why I did that. I'm like, dude, you're an addict.
I think Cody told you the story of him freaking, that because at Luke there's the Danish, or at Luke there's the NATO countries like Denmark and Australia because the F-35 program.
Yeah.
So you have like different countries come through the gate. And Cody, like he's like weirdly obsessed with the Australian accent and loves it. Like he thinks it's the coolest thing. And there's an Australian that comes through the gate.
Yeah.
And he comes through. He's like, "G'day, mate." And Cody's like, "G'day,
mate." See, it is like
"G'day, mate. How you doing?"
It is like an admiration.
Yeah, it kind is.
Of, you know, like yeah, so I fucking like that. Yeah, that's cool.
Like, "Are you Australian?" He's like, "No, I don't know why I fucking did that."
Dude, you know what? What was that? Your phone?
No, it was a puppy.
Oh, was that really? Anyway, when I worked the gate, I had so many people convinced that I was like from Northeast New England area.
Oh, really?
I'd be like, morning, because I'd be so lazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to say good morning for the literally probably at that point in the morning, 400th time.
Yeah.
Right? Out of easily 1,000. So I know I've got a long ways left and I'm fucking done saying good morning. Oh, but yeah. I just have to still say it. You know how it goes, right?
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Morning.
I would go in.
Good morning.
Like autopilot. And you just forget. You totally forget what you're saying to the person. Because it's like just a line of fucking cars.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
And it is all your fault.
And the person pulls up and you're just. That you haven't even gotten their ID. And you've already. Before you even say hello to them, you're just like, have a good day. And you're like. Wait a second, we haven't started this whole process here yet. Yeah. You haven't even handed me your ID, but my brain's already telling you goodbye because I don't want you in my fucking face.
I just want you to go away.
Have a good day.
I just want you to go away. That's the simple fact of it.
Have a good day.
Have a fucking good day. I remember this master sergeant one time rolls up and he has what we like to call in the business butthole eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dark, just super dark, yeah. Right? And it's super early, so I get why he's tired. Like, I'm fucking super tired.
You ever thought about
bleaching
those things, man?
Yeah, he's got his butthole. And he rolls up, and he's way tired, and I'm fucking way tired. It's easily like 5:30 in the morning, probably. And he goes, it doesn't say shit right, normal. But I salute him.
Yeah.
Right. He salutes me back. We're both so fucked. He salutes me back and just rolls off. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that was wrong. Why was that wrong? Right? And I see him come through for lunch. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, sir, I'm not going to salute you this time. I promise. He goes, I saluted you back. That was fucking weird. Like, what happened? I don't know. We both just rolled with it. Like, I don't know. I didn't mean to. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like, the weirdest interaction.
Didn't mean to insult you.
I never saw that guy ever again.
Really?
Yeah, and you see people every day.
Probably got kicked out for saluting a fucking airman.
Probably. That is like, that's fucking not good.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't salute an airman.
If they see us saluting each other, that's fucking.
Yeah.
You ever seen
Automatic
Shemmy's
Article
list?
15.
Yeah. I went extreme on that. I don't know where. Why. But
dude, you know who's super funny? And I wish that it was more mainstream as far as like more people were into that kind of comedy. Donnie O'Malley.
Vet TV.
Dude,
dog.
Vet TV is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That like trans.
We need to go to a Silky Hack this year.
Silky Act?
Hike.
Silky Hike. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because they have one out here in Colorado, right?
Yeah, Denver this year. There's one far slotted in Denver.
Get back into shape before we go to the Silky Hike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking fat tub of lard. By the way, I found a $250 set of weight equipment so that we can start setting up the garage gym.
Dope.
Atlas stones, all that shit. I'm going to build boxes. We can get a chalk box. The garage is the gym now.
Dope.
I want to get some speakers for like an aux cord so we can just fucking plug in and play a playlist.
Fucking fuck.
No.
Yeah. What? No. Work out. Get the speakers. Make them loud.
Get the speakers.
Alistair over rooms. I see a picture of him right there. He's not. I don't know if he's gonna fight Mike Fonger.
Who?
Alistair over him.
Yeah, got knocked out by Ngannou.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He got knocked the fuck out by Ngannou.
Mm-hmm. He had a good career. Yeah. I mean, he could still come back. Watch him come back and just be a fucking monster. Dude, I'm still pretty baked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good though.
I mean, yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah. Dude,
quit fucking complaining, dude.
That Jesus. Wasn't a complaint.
I took it as one, so just I don't know what else to fucking say about that. So
I got a question.
I'm glad that you're high.
I got a question.
What?
It's not for you though.
Okay.
It's for George.
Alright, shoot. Go right ahead.
Honestly, Mr. President, I really appreciate you sitting down with me. It's been a...
You know I'm not really here, motherfucker. I'm right, just a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, we're both really pretty baked right now. I can understand that. He smokes a lot of... You smoke a lot of weed, I understand. I mean, we smoked a joint earlier.
I don't get piss tested anymore.
You got piss tested as a president?
Once.
Once? Oh, so you're saying there are...
There was an accident, all right? I don't want to get into it.
It's really touchy. I understand. Yeah,
just ask Condoleezza.
Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think? It was Condoleezza noodles?
I didn't know where you were going to go with that. I was impressed. Pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, Condoleezza noodles.
Chow mein. Condoleezza chow mein. It's not that funny.
And Colin Vow.
Oh, instead of Powell.
Colin adjective.
You could have thought something else rather than
Colin onomatopoeia.
What's someone else you do good? Well, hold. We can talk about.
Let me tell you something you already know.
Let me tell you. Wow, life. I forgot all about that one.
You know he's good, dude. We got a fucking Rambo action figure, and I can't wait to like our set's gonna be so cool, and I think it'll just make people want to watch it even more. just because of how much cool shit we have.
We got cool shit.
Got fucking cool shit.
We do, man. Yeah. Everyone wants to see it. Yeah. Don't fucking touch it, though.
You gotta fucking put a camera up.
Yeah.
And show them.
Don't touch that shit.
You can't touch it.
Don't touch my fucking drum set. That's why I like Newview, because literally the other day me and my bud tender, we were quoting Step Brothers.
I like how Newview has Trivia Friday and they ask you very, very obvious questions. And we sit in there and it's really, really simple questions like, what's the Ninja Turtle's favorite kind of food?
Right.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Dude, that's the kind of shit that we get. Like, yeah. You and I standing at the freaking counter like, listening to random people come into the dispensary. Because we spend probably a good 30 minutes in there when we're...
Yeah, we fuck off in there. Yeah, we have a good time.
I love the fact that we have a specific bun tender that we like to go to every time because not only do we have to explain the fact that we're sponsored,
which is totally fine.
I mean, the owner knows, and you know, we can't expect all of the employees to know because they have, you know,
the dissemination of information doesn't always get down. You know, we get that. You know,
yeah.
You tell your leaders in charge, and hopefully they. Tell everybody else.
Yeah,
doesn't always happen that way.
No,
we only hold an hour.
Talk about next time when we're because we have
next is Paul and Zach.
Paul and Zach.
Fucking hey, that's gonna be a good one. That might have to go over an hour. TBH, it might be a
two-parter.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Because
they're
to meet
in town
Paul.
One night only.
Because like you, this is the dude that you've literally been telling me stories about since you and I have met.
And that's really just because Paul's the same age as me, but I mean we've been hanging. Zach's been like. Zach's older than us, so we've always been like looking out up to Zach. And yeah. So it's like, there's Zach, it's like raising hell. You know, it's like, yeah. Fuck yeah, there's
so
Zach.
He was like a senior when you guys were freshmen?
No. That's like my sister. He was a junior when we were freshmen.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we were sophomores, he was senior.
Yeah.
So we've kind of literally always ran that school. Because when I was a freshman, my sister was a senior.
Yeah.
In her grade. And Paul was always 6'4", like 300 pounds.
Okay.
So, you know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
you were already upperclassmen.
Truly.
When you got to the school.
So there was a whole...
Or you were in with the upperclassmen.
Paul's got a great story, and I'll just tell it, but whatever. When we were freshmen playing football, we had shitty little lockers, like locker rooms. They were trash. They were under our stage. And, yeah, they were under our stage. Like, fucking, that's where, like, our wrestling scale was, too. Like, everyone ready. It was just a weird fucking setup.
Yeah.
When we got a new gym.
Our locker room was underneath the weight room at my middle school.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It was weird.
Billy Stubbs used to live in there.
And it was so small that, you know, seniors and juniors get their shit first. Obviously, take your time, right?
Yeah.
Not Paul. Not Paul. No. Nah. Paul would roll in there whenever he wanted. Just start doing his shit. Not fucking with anybody, right? Because it's a bullshit rule anyways, but we get why it's enforced. But you're not going to be able to enforce it on him.
Because it's Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like, whatever, I'm not fucking with anybody. And he's just like doing his shit. Everyone's so pissed off that he's going against this rule. He's like, fuck you, whatever, I don't care. And it was so great because all of us would just get our shit real quick and bail. Because they were fucking with him. They really hated it that this freshman was coming in. And they'd go, seniority, Paul, seniority. He goes, fuck that, big yority. He goes, what are you going to do?
Big yority.
He goes, big yority, what are you going to do? So funny. So fucking funny.
The fuck you gonna do, man?
Dude, yeah.
Move me.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a bullying thing. He's just like, not for real. I'm just gonna get my shit. You're not gonna say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had a great high school career.
But there has to be more people. Like, cause, I mean, more people are like bullies to each other in school now. You know what I'm saying? Like
your homies? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying like, cliques form a lot easier within. It's not like a whole football team is gets along. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's cliques within football teams.
Now. For sure.
It's not like it. What, you know what I'm saying? So it's there needs to be more people that fucking do that shit. They're just like, no, fuck you.
Like, yeah, what are they gonna
do? Because then it's like other people that are getting fucking shit on by the team are like, oh, that guy's fucking cool. I'm surrounding myself with him. So fucking, I don't know. Anyway,
it'll be a good one.
I'm fucking stoked. And then, there's not a fight this weekend either, is there? Isn't Members Mark McGregor fighting this weekend?
I have no idea.
Strandable?
Freaking, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The dude that freaking, he's like the Walmart brand Connor.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, now I know.
Yeah. Members Mark.
Is that his name?
No, I'm just saying. It's like it's like a generic brand. Members Mark?
Ghetto Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghetto Doritos. He's the Mountain Thunder of Conor McGregor's Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mountain Lightning.
Mountain Lightning.
Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder? Who's Dr. Thunder?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Thunder is the
Walmart
brand. Anyway, hey guys, thanks for listening to this podcast. This is kind of something that we're going to do a little bit more in depth as far as doing, you know, outlined podcasts where we actually have certain things we're going to talk about and actually have people on the show and be a little bit more consistent with our output here. But thank you again for listening. And if you guys, again, if you're in the Colorado area, please, please check out New View Farm out in Pueblo. If you're a cannabis ambassador, cannabassador, I should say. But they're definitely the dopest dope in Colorado. So
dopest dope you ever smoked.
Dopest dope you ever smoked. So thanks again for checking us out, and merch coming soon. So keep it tuned into our social media and Facebook and all that stuff. We'll keep that stuff announced. So peace. Bye.